I'm gonna make you mine. you the voice of the question. There is your shelter in your only, in your life. When Shukadev Goswami told Govardhan Leela to Parikshit Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj was initially afraid. He had heard that Krishna forbade the Indra Puja and directed the ingredients of the Indra Puja for the worship of Giriraj. And he knew how Indra would react. It was not difficult for Parikshit Maharaj to understand that Indra would unleash a revenge like it was never heard or seen before. Indra represents the prideful devotee. Indra is a devotee of Krishna, but he's a little bit full of pride. So when the Lord steps into the life of a proud devotee, the devotee may even rebel against Krishna, at least initially, that is, in the beginning. So Parikshit Maharaj thought, my God, what will Indra do? As an orientation for the parents with children, he will have just a little bit more a very peaceful and meditative evening program, and then we will have gifts. So if your children get bored, I think they will like the gifts part, but this is a part they might not relate so well to, and you might love to bring them to the children playroom to play with them as some interesting things. So Indra was, or Parikshit Maharaj was afraid, my God, there will be trouble from Indra's side. But Shukadev Goswami assured him that Krishna would know very well how to protect himself and all the devotees of Braj. And Krishna did so. It's described when Indra sent the first tsunami, so to say, or the first hurricanes, Krishna ran from Nanda Baba's place from Nandagram to Giriraj, and by his some Harini Shakti, the clouds became free, and the skies became free, and the clouds moved to the side, and not even one drop of water fell on the turban of Krishna. And said like this, Krishna could easily take care of himself. He just told his Shakti, move the clouds away. I need to go to Giriraj. But then he wanted to show the devotees that he also takes care of the devotees, and he made a tunnel from the beginning of Giriraj to the center of Giriraj, and then came out. And you can see here, he lifted Giriraj. So Shukadev Goswami describes this leela in a very interesting verse in the Bhagavatam. He says that Krishna, or Girihari, is the best protector of his devotees. He says that to Parikshit Maharaj, just like the Vrijvasis who in old times were attacked by Indra, we all are attacked in this age of Kali by the threefold miseries, you know, miseries for the mind and the body, everything else. We are attacked like that, and just like Krishna, the devotees took shelter with Krishna, at the time of Indra's attack, when the devotees today, in this modern age, learn to take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, which are there in the form of the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad scripture, they will be protected from all evil. Indirectly he hinted, Parikshit, you only have a few more days before you will leave your body. You know, it was in the midst of the 10th canto where this happened, and that the Bhagavatam only has 12 cantos, so he was maybe 2 days before his death, Parikshit Maharaj. So he, Shukadev said, if you also learn to take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, like the Vrijvasis did at that time, and then you will for sure be, you will for sure be protected. I think the devotees very much who made this, and you know, when I came in, it was really a wet atmosphere, the dangerous atmosphere, at least from the sound and so on. And I thought the devotees had taken a very nice motto. We all sit here under Giriraj's umbrella, and come what wants, hell or high tide, I think they say in America. Whatever the material world throws at us, if we could just remember the sharing of whatever thunderstorm will come in our lives, whatever unexpected lightning comes, and whatever wake up call, whatever tragedy, if you just learn to take shelter really at Krishna at that time, Krishna will protect you, just like he protected the Vrijvasis, and just like he protected also Parikshit Maharaj from his dilemma of dying by a snake bite. You know, he protected Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj was carried by Krishna before the snake came back home, back to Godhead, and the snake only found his lifeless body. So when I was in at Giriraj's lotus feet, just this year and the year before, I met a very dear friend there who later died. I do not know if you know that I had a friend called Syamdas, with whom I would have an email contact, and I really met with him in Vrindavan. He has been coming to Vrindavan since 40 years, and because he knows Brajavas and has translated several books from that language into English, he has a good contact with the people. So we would walk around in Vrindavan, and he would guide us, and he received the devotees in his house. Madhva Muni and Kishori know him very well, and many devotees who came to the Govardhan retreat have taken advantage of his hospitality and his just kindness. He was a lover of Krishna. So I don't have so much time for devotees in the time of Kartik, because I spend already all my time with two persons, the Radha Krishna and the Hare Krishna mantra. I'm totally busy from morning till night chanting it. But still, we wanted to meet, so we made it a point that I would in the afternoon go to Apsara Kund and wait for him there chanting, and when the dusk came, he would come with Mohan and his associates. We would sit at Apsara Kund for quite some time and we would discuss Krishna consciousness together. Then I remember once we went, he said he would bring me to Govindakund because it was already night, and so we went together next to Giriraj. You walk in the night in Vrindavan and the human noise has died down, it is no longer there. You can hear the sounds of Braj, the mystical sounds of Braj. You can hear so many things, and yes, you can also sometimes hear sounds which you feel come from the transcendental dimension, from the eternal Krishna Lila. Many things happen. For instance, I remember once on my way home, I offered a light to Giriraj in the darkness and put the light down on the hill, and then I moved further, you know, I turned around, you know, just in the darkness of Braj, and one little light in the darkness, it looks really romantic, or maybe that's not the word, mystical, or somehow it, in Braj, Krishna is just so close. And so you almost feel like Krishna is just next to you. So I went home and I sometimes looked around to see that lonely little night light in the darkness, and all of a sudden from nowhere it seemed I see a little girl. All I know is she ran to the light, and for just a fragment of a second where the light of my Kartik lamp shone on her face, I saw an unearthly beauty. It was a small little girl, but extremely, I can only describe it, she touched the heart so much in a very unknown way, you know, with a sense of deep longing for Krishna. So she came, she went down and she just put some sand on my light and extinguished it, and then she was gone. So later the next day I meet a sadhu, a very old and very respected devotee of Krishna, and he looks at me and he shakes his head and says, "Trouble, trouble, trouble." And I'm asking him, "Hey, what's the matter?" And he says, "Little girl, so much trouble. Little girl saying, you are Angrezi, foreigner. You don't know many things, but I should have protected Giriraj." And then he explained that after I had offered my lamp, I had placed it on Giriraj because I didn't want to put the lamp down on the ground, fearing that it would ignite a small little fire from the dry grass which was growing there. So I put him on what I thought the light, I put the light on what I thought to be a stone. I thought, now the light is safe. But this little girl knew, this is Krishna. How could you put a fire, a burning fire, on the soft body of the Lord? And she didn't complain to me, thinking me, I am good intentioned, but I don't know the ways of Braj. She gave some trouble to a sadhu, who then told me the right understanding, that everywhere around Giriraj is sacred, it's Krishna's part of his transcendental body, and one should not place a fire on that. Such things happen, and I told Shyam, my friend, about this. And Shyam, then, you know, this was a year before his death. He just looked at me and said, "We are so fortunate to be here. We are so fortunate. And further, when we are Giriraj, we should only have one question." He looked into my eyes. He said, "Just like then, when Krishna gave shelter to his devotees, Giriraj now is here in Kali Yuga present to give shelter to his devotees. We as his devotees should only have this question, where is my shelter?" A year later, he drove on a motorcycle, and the motorcycle became, he lost control over the motorcycle, and he fell from the lotus, from the motorcycle on the road. He had many internal wounds, was brought rushed to the hotel, but to the hospital, but on the way to the hospital he left his body to go to his ultimate shelter, to Giriraj. He had built a little house at Giriraj, he stayed there, and just now we spoke to another friend who said he's good now, he's where he wants to be, he's where his shelter is. I really must thank the organizers of this festival for showing us such a nice little display. You know, Madame Mohan said this year there is no Krishna Leela. I think this is the ultimate Krishna Leela. When you go into the situation and you pray to Krishna, you become active in this. You can see here some Brijbasis, and we saw them earlier with their sticks in the crowd, helping Krishna to hold up Giriraj. They said to Krishna, "Krishna, you are already carrying him now for 6 days. They didn't know it would be altogether 7 days. You just rest Giriraj on our sticks. We will hold him. And you can just, you know, move your arm a little bit." And so on. And Krishna at that time smiled. He allowed that the devotees put their sticks under Giriraj and lifted him up. He allowed that. But he wanted to also show that no one of us on his own strength can lift Giriraj. So he placed some of the weight on Giriraj, on the sticks of the cowherd men, and they immediately fell down. It was too heavy. You know, he wanted to show that our human strength cannot protect us against the major catastrophes of our life. We can raise our little stick and try our little best, and we should do that. We should not give all the work to Krishna, but ultimately he does all the work. This is something which, without knowing that the devotee, you know, I asked Madhu Pamoni, "What is the program this evening?" And he said, "You will find out." And I am very delighted. Madhu Pamoni is always in my life a source of inspiration. It's always been. And I'm very delighted. I want you to take this impression home. We are situated under the shelter of Giriraj. Outside there's storm, and there is lightning, there's sound, folks. There's danger. The threefold miseries of material existence are there. My God, this is substantial rain here. You can see it comes down left and right. And inside or under Giriraj, we are sheltered. Never leave the shelter. I would like you to take it. I would like you to take a question home with you. The question is, where is my shelter? Do you have shelter? Is it a theoretical concept? Have you heard that there is Krishna who protects his devotees, but you really don't believe it? Come on. Don't be sentimental. What is your relationship to this? I really encourage you to just get into this. Get into the Leela, as Jan would say. Get into the bath. Get into the Leela of this. And we will do this. We will sing another melody which Sharanga Thakur and myself have prepared for you for this evening. And I request that as you chant, you think a little bit about this question, where is shelter? Now, as always, I would like to read. Have you told the devotees the information how to communicate? Maybe you want to repeat this to them. So, please let us be again concentrated. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna holding the Govardhan Hill, and remember how Shukadev Goswami told Parikshit Maharaj, this Lord who lifted once the huge mountain to protect his devotees, this Lord is ready to protect his devotees. Apyagya means even today. But you need to take shelter, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Hare.